Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
We had a hawk recently buzz our bird feeder. The birds at the feeder scattered for cover, and from what I could see, it was a failed effort by a hawk to get a meal. It happened so quickly that it was tough to positively identify the hawk, but it probably was a Cooper's hawk. The Cooper's hawk, along with a sharp-shinned hawk, hairy or marsh hawk, and goshawk are types of hawks called accipiters. Accipiters are woodland hawks that have a long tail and short rounded wings. Their flight pattern generally consists of quick wing beats followed by gliding. Most of the hawks we see in North Dakota are of a type called budios. Budios are large hawks with broad wings and a broad rounded tail. They typically soar overhead in a circular fashion. Common budios include the red-tailed hawk, Swainson's hawk, and ferruginous hawk. The Cooper's hawk is a small hawk, 14 to 15 inches long, with a wingspan of 24 to 35 inches. They have rather short and rounded wings and a rather long tail. The adults are gray above, with a dark cap, rusty barred breast, and rounded tail. Sharp-shinned hawks are similar and difficult to differentiate. They're a bit smaller, 9 to 14 inches long, with a wingspan of 17 to 22 inches, and the tail is more squared as opposed to rounded. Based on what I've seen and read, the Cooper's hawk is more frequently observed in our area. However, both hawks are known to come into rural as well as urban areas, where the activity at bird feeders provides opportunities for a meal. Arthur Cleveland Bent, in his Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds, described the flight of the Cooper's hawk as, and I quote, "a low, swift, dashing flight. It surprises its prey by a sudden, swift dash, pouncing upon it before it has a chance to escape. Its short wings and long tail give it such control of its movements that it can dart in and out amongst the branches of the forest trees with impunity, or dodge through the intricacies of thickets where its victims are hiding," unquote. That makes me think of that old saying about pilots. There are some old pilots and some bold pilots, but there are no old bold pilots. Dodging around those tree branches and other obstacles in pursuit of a meal has its costs. One study of 300 Cooper's hawk skeletons found that almost one-fourth had the markings of fractured bones. So if you happen to see a small hawk go streaking past your bird feeder this winter, there's a good chance that it was a Cooper's hawk. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.